The recordings are started.
Okay, thank you.
Off to you, Stefan. We'll do the roll call based on Adobe Connect. I think everyone's in the room. I had Sarah on the phone, but I will, now that she's in the room.
I'm in the room as well.
Yes,
okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Excellent. So welcome all to the first meeting of DTC, or Design Team 3, as we're called as well. I sent a proposed agenda, not very complicated one, but just to get us started, I've pointed up a couple of proposals. And as usual, the call is being recorded, and what is sent to our list is also can also be noticed by people outside of this group, and I'll just paste it into the chat list right now to see where you can find our mails, just as a reminder that this is a public meeting. We're supposed to be seven people in this group, so it's Donna Austin, who is lead, and it's me, and it's Stephanie Duchesneau, Martin Boyle, Kurt Pritz. I haven't seen Kurt, right? Is Kurt around? No, he seems not being around. Okay. And Sarah Foley. And Donna has also tried to reach out to one of to a IANA representative. May I ask you, Donna, did you have any response to your latest mail about this?
Hi, Stefan. So I have spoken to Kim Davies, and he was aware that the request was coming, which was great, but he hasn't had sign-off from Elise Garrett yet to participate because she's been on leave, I think. But it is hopeful that he'll be joining us soon. And I've also just sent an email to Ashley Heineman from NTIA this morning. I'd forgotten to follow up on that. So the intent with Ashley is that she would be a liaison to this group and would be able to help us out if we have any questions about NTIA's role or we needed some clarification.
Okay.
Thanks, Steph.
So, excellent. So I expect you make your voices heard. I think someone is not on mute. Yeah. So please make your voices heard or raise hand in Adobe if any other remarks, please. Just some more housekeeping then. As you may recall, membership for this group is supposed to be two GTLD registry representatives, two CCTLD registry representatives, one IANA staff member, one non-direct customer representative, and one liaison from NTIA to verify NTIA's current responsibilities. That's the original plan of members. What is also expected from us is that we should have current reporting requirements, rather knowledge about current reporting requirements, and that is something that we maybe need to think about what it actually means and if we do have this disability. But I'll leave it out for now, unless there are any more. Do you have any other thoughts about housekeeping and the group's constitution, etc.? So please raise hand or speak up. Donna, please.
Thanks, Stefan. So hopefully this fits into the category of housekeeping. I think we had some back and forth on the best time to have these calls. I think if there is an expectation that we would be a significant way down the track before Istanbul, which is only really 2 weeks away now, we may need to do two calls a week, and we may need to split the work up into subgroups if we, depending on how we
I see what you mean. We need to push. Yeah. We need to push things. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Steph.
Okay, Grace, you had some.
Yeah, so if this is the time you want to discuss calls, I just wanted to note, so we had originally discussed with the chairs having some sign-up slots three times a week, the slots that are that wouldn't be on the same days we have full CWG calls. And we had prepared an initial schedule with three different times on three different days to let the different design teams sign up for these slots on the wiki. So far, the design teams haven't utilized those times, so you'll see the list. I put the link into the wiki, but you'll see the list has had no RSVPs yet. We'd ask that since those times are available times with overlapping calls, I mean, they won't overlap with any other calls, we'd ask that you consider these times. But at the same time, I know that, for example, this time on Friday does work, and if it works for the members in the group, we can accommodate calls outside of the sign-up slots. But it's just something to consider. If any of those sign-up slots work, those are going to be dedicated staff-supported calls that we can do, and then we'll do our best to accommodate outside calls. So far, this group is the only group that's requested calls, so it's manageable. But as this increases, that's something we wanted to let you know. Although I think within the next 10 days, we're going to do our best to support as many as possible considering the timeline.
Thank you. So, Bart, please.
Yeah, two things around the next calls. I think based, that's why I asked Sarah, say, fortunately, we are in a limited time zone from, say, we Pacific and Central European. So that means this is probably the best time to have these calls anyway. At a reasonable hour, so for Friday and maybe for Tuesday, late in the hour after the, or on Monday. That's one. And secondly, may I add if you want to talk about dividing the work, maybe have a look at the chart or the template that sets the scope of this group. And run through it, and which are, and maybe do a bit of prioritization on based on what is included in the template. Because just going over it, you will see, or I've noticed at least, some dependencies and relations with other design teams.
Okay. Good. Thank you. So we've been talking about calls, call times, dividing work amongst us, and using the template as a structure also as a help. So any comments or considerations about this, please? Martin, please.
Thanks, Stefan. Martin here. I think it is a good idea to start subdividing the work, but it will probably be easier for us to do that once we've done a first run through the things that are on our plate. I'd actually like to pick up on timings of calls, certainly this time is fine for me. I think everybody on the group, it's at least not a particularly silly time. I would flag that next week, from Tuesday to Thursday, is the center meeting, which will then take both you, Stefan, and me out for either traveling or being in meetings for the Tuesday to Thursday slot. So I sort of put my hand up and say, if we're doing two calls next week, it would make most sense to do it at the end of Monday afternoon and the end of Friday afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's true about the center meeting. I'm going away as well, and I hope to be available, though I know I will be online at least, but also for meetings. So regarding the maybe if we could take this issue further once we discussed how to operation make work how to operate the work, so to say, how to divide it, etc. Because I do welcome Martin's idea of a meeting Monday about this time and Friday as well, but at least for me it would be I would prefer it, and I have seen no real opposition against it either, not yet at least. So please speak up if you do that. But many people seem to like this time next Friday and maybe this time Monday as well. Good. No one is opposing about times at least, so that's a good start. About dividing work, I'm happy for all initiatives we have. And Bart mentioned using the template to getting work done in reasonable large chunks for each and every one of us. I hope this is workable. Are there any remarks or considerations on that?
Stefan, this is Bart again. I don't know, say, if we can upload the template with the scope of DTC or DT3, but say if you look at the items listed, I already see one or two, which are in fact three, which are dependent on other design teams. Uh-huh. And the most prominent one is probably the one around authorization, which is a separate, and there is an assumption of authorization, and it might be useful or worth considering whether this group wants to wait until there is more clarity where there will be authorization or not before taking on that item, for example. So have a look at the template and what you think put it in other words, which can be done quickly and need some work with smaller groups, and which wait we have to wait or are dependent on other on the output of other design teams.
Yeah, this is a tricky one because we both need to have an idea or rather identified statements on each and everything, and we're really interdependent with several DTs, which of course is a tricky one, but nonetheless we have to follow through in some way or have some kind of structure. And if I'll turn the idea a bit further, the idea is to have something to talk about in Istanbul. So the importance is maybe not that we need to have a consensus in every issue, but rather that we have identified a couple of the, shall we say, opposing views on things and contract them into two or maybe three opposing views instead of having the full palette of issues, so to say. I guess we need the structure a lot here, and that's why the at least I believe the idea of having the template is a good start. I see no comments, no views, but people are writing something, but okay. So I was to show you what material is around.
Stefanie has her hand up.
Yeah, sorry, Stefanie, please go ahead.
No problem. So when we spoke about it on our internal GTLD registries call earlier this week, we seemed to generally agree that it would work best if we tackled the functional elements and put some meat around those and how those would actually be carried out before we started to focus on the composition. So, I mean, just to identify a starting point, I don't know if people in this wider group generally agree with that approach. Maybe we could designate, I think there's actually more questions around the functional aspect, so maybe we could designate Monday's call to kind of assigning some homework over the weekend, devoting Monday's call to talking about the different functions and how we believe those could be executed, and then provided that that goes well, maybe move on to composition on Friday. I think we just kind of need to identify a starting point here and start to pick it apart a little bit, or we're not going to get work on short order before Istanbul.
Now, this is a tricky one, because if we're supposed to have some structure ready next Friday, we need to go really, really fast. And I'm not sure if there's a shortcut to do that. I do agree. It's as long as we're not bogged down in too much considerations, because we need to swallow a lot in a very short time. So do anyone else have any idea about starting with functional aspects on Monday?
This is Kurt. Can you hear me?
Yes.
When we say, I just want to understand. So when we say functional aspects, what does that mean? I have a comment, but I just want to make sure it's appropriate.
Stephanie, please go ahead.
And Donna can maybe correct me if she sees it differently, is that the functional aspects would be what is a CSC actually doing, and then fleshing out how that's being carried out versus composition, who should be sitting in it, you know, what should term limits be, et cetera.
Okay.
So I agree with that with sort of a nuance. So I think if I think about what we're replacing with the NTIA, you know, it's been characterized as three or four different thing, you know, separate things, and I think there's four. And I think what we should do is define what the CSC role is in each one of those, or if it has a role. So, for example, you know, my thinking is NTIA does four things now. It monitors IANA performance, whether it's doing its job or not. It does the authorization function. It approves operation changes that in IANA. So, for example, when IANA made their operations more automated, NTIA said, okay, you're ready to go. And then it finally designates the IANA provider, you know, the contract business. So I think the CSC has a role in three of those: monitoring IANA performance, the authorization function, and also approving IANA operations changes. So if we can write like the big statement of what the CSC does under each one of those, then we can flesh that out underneath. And I think that'd do a couple things. It'd give us, you know, deliverables pretty fast, and it also would identify where there's overlap with these other design groups and where we need to interface with them.
Okay.
I have a quick question in response to Kurt.
Are we comfortable
as a group starting from the position that the CSC will be the party that is approving these operational changes, like, you know, for instance, operation? I know that was something that in the initial draft proposal was possibly an MRT function and not a CSC function. I personally am comfortable putting that in the CSC and fleshing it out within this group and arguing why it should sit here. But I wanted to, there's a little bit of a dependency here because we're only working on the design team for this and not on the design team for the MRT, and I just wanted to make sure other folks were comfortable.
Okay, yes. I see your point, and now we're already turning into issue in itself. So I'm trying to grasp a workable structure here for work. If I may turn back a step and follow plan to actually show what kind of material is at hand today already. So last Monday, Marika sent a mail with three files, Word files, and I sent it to you yesterday or maybe the day before. And there is, since a lot of work is done before, there is a functional analysis in 22 pages. There is a structural analysis, 3 pages, this dated December 2014. And this second structural analysis was discussed extensively in January in RFP 3. And there is in Marika's mail also some excerpt from December proposal, starting at page 65 in that one. So there is a lot written already, and I don't know if you're aware of this material, and should we use that material in any way, is one of the questions. But now I have Donna on the list first. Please go ahead.
Sorry, Stefan, it took me a while to work out where I was. So I agree with Kurt on the we need to have an understanding of what the functional parts of this task are going to be. So what do we think the CSC should replicate to some extent what NTIA does now? Some of that discussion I think has been had previously, which goes back to the documents that you've just referred to, Stefan, that from previous discussions in RFP3 and also other documents that have been put together previously. But I think we also need to focus on the scope of what we've put together in the template that we have up on the screen now, because that's what's been signed off by Lisa and Jonathan. So there is an expectation. Thanks, Stefan. So there is an expectation that this is what we're reporting on. But in the process of going through and responding to these questions that we have identified previously, we need to understand where the gaps are. So I think perhaps A is pretty broad because it's role and responsibilities of the CSC. So that will take into consideration, you know, what Curtis just said about understanding what functions NTIA did and what should be carried across to the CSC. It also goes to a lot of discussions, because there were a lot of discussions on the RFP 3 about the CSC, so we need to go back over some of that documentation. And then we need to kind of get it clear in our mind of what we think we carry forward and we agree on as it becomes the output as part of this report that we will put together for the broader CWG.
Okay. So we have several things in there right now. There are Stephanie's idea of functional aspects first, there are Kurt's idea, and there is Donna's, starting with the template. And I guess you're right that starting with the template must be the first step. And also Bart indicated, let's use the structure and the dispositional of the template for dividing work in between us. And yes, maybe that's the best idea. So how do we take this further? I haven't read it in detail until since a couple of days. So I have no direct plan of taking points and just sharing them out. But please go ahead.
If you look at the template, and it's now up in the on the screen, I think some of it can be fairly easy documented, say, and going back to the NTIA or to the IANA functions contract on what the role of the NTIA is, and then start thinking about what needs to be replaced, in particular with regard to the oversight and administration role, and then based on that one and going even further into the reporting, etc., what needs to be maintained and as just creating a baseline of documentation that needs to be provided post-transition as well. once you have this, say you need to find, and I think looking at the channel, or at the template as well, there needs to be a kind of channel going from IANA to the CSCs, and that's almost, and that's independent almost of the structure of the CSC itself. It's just the entity, and where it sits, it doesn't matter. It, there needs to be documentation or reports flowing from the IANA to the CSC, assuming there will be a CSC. And so in this way, you can build up, say, based on the or starting with the fundamentals of the oversight and administration administrative role, or what needs to take place, and that's going, and that's probably the first functional area, the most important functional area there is. As Kurt alluded to, there is a role in, say, in authorization. But as you all know, there is this design team dealing with authorization, and probably, as I said, it's not clear whether that authorization role of NTIA will or needs to continue. Based on the discussions in Frankfurt, there was a tendency, at least of the people in the room, that it is not needed in future, but it needs to be replaced. And that's a discussion going beyond the scope, I would almost say, of this group. So starting with the basics and having reach an agreement on this is probably the best starting point.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Martin, please. We don't hear you, Martin.
Sorry, the reason you didn't hear me is I didn't hear you inviting me to take the floor.
Oh, sorry.
It's Martin here. I think I've got a comment to make about authorization and a suggestion as to how we might kick off this first step, because I think just at the moment we're all sort of hovering around it and not being quite sure exactly how we might do it. So I'll do the suggestion first. It occurs to me that we've got a list of things that is quite handleable. What is it? Nine items. And I wonder if we were all to go away and by the end of today, come back on list with an indication of where we think there are specific issues, what we actually think might be the approach for each of those items, and then on the Monday call we will have quite clearly in front of us those items where there appear to be significant issues or where there would appear to be a significant amount of work to be done, because we need to collect the various feeds and material to put into the document. So that's my proposal as an idea for moving forward, so that on Monday we hit the ground running, as it were, quite welcome hearing how other people might respond to that. The second one on authorization is giving me a lot of anguish. If it's in the list of A to I, I'm not seeing it. It's, I think, an issue that a volunteer committee should be essentially a gatekeeper or part of a process that should normally work quite quickly. So Leaving aside the question of whether this role needs to be done, I have serious doubts. I don't really do not think it is necessary. The issues are things that should be or could be done by repeating back the changes and getting a final authorization from the registry where the changes are happening. The idea that you put something like that into a volunteer committee seems to me to be just plain dangerous, and certainly something where I think I would have great difficulties in explaining why we want to do it. Thank you.
Okay. You don't want to put it aside, authorization, and it's okay. So, Kurt, please go ahead.
Thank you. So I had one thing to say, but now that Martin's brought this up, I have two things to say. Sorry, everyone. This group has kind of a hard job, but it's an opportunity too. It's hard because we're not talking about authorization. You know, there's a group entitled authorization, and we're not talking about, you know, the rules of separation. We're not talking about one of the roles of the NTIA that needs to be replaced. We're talking about the CSC and what the heck should it do. And so it's a sort of a feature and a bug. But I think our job is to identify where the CSC should be involved and what role it should play. So I really think we should, as Martin started, and I think Stephanie started too, you know, separate our discussion. So let's talk about, you know, one of the NTIA oversight functions and what should the CSC role be. And when we define that, then we'll define where we're interfering with other groups. And as far as, and then, you know, Martin's comment about authorization is well taken. You know, when I read the template, I saw B as, you know, the authorization reports as being one of the IANA reports that are currently provided to the NTIA. So I saw authorization in that. But I'm really sensitive to Martin's characterization that we don't want, you know, we don't want a volunteer entity that slows things down. So I think this CSC group should not only say what the CSC specifically is doing, but, you know, have some input into issues such as this. And maybe, you know, so the CSC might not be doing the authorization function, but it might be, you know, it might provide advice how the authorization function should be done in a way that doesn't slow things down. So those two separable things.
Yes, thank you. So this is becoming issue almost. So my idea of today's meeting is rather to have an operational work ahead. And I noticed from Martin that you don't want to separate authorization. There are different views on this. So we won't solve this today anyhow. And we don't need to set or decide anything about that yet. But what we for sure need is not making authorization stopping everything else. So let's consider everything else waiting for how to argue about authorization. We can do that as well on this. So if I may revert back a bit. Whether we should have authorization or not here. According to instructions from Jonathan and Lisa, at least we are not having it. But I see the point, and let's not take it further right now. Anyhow, this discussion. So let's step back a bit. What about we had suggestions saying we start with templates. We start with basics, as Bart mentioned it. What need to be replaced? the four NTIA functions and what needs to be maintained. Bart spoke about creating a baseline for documentation so we could channel IANA function into CSC reports as a flow. And this would include Kurt's four functions. I hope this would include also Stephanie's functional aspects. And Martin mentioned the nine items that we returned to list today with written contributions and identifying especially the conflicting issues. So I guess we need to do both, actually. We do need to start with templates. And Martin's idea is, as I understand, also starting with the template. So if there are no other ideas of how to go further, let's do that. Donna, please. Please go ahead, Donna.
Donna, you're on mute.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to get off mute.
Fine.
I'm yelling at you, Bart. I'm telling you I don't know how to get off mute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm good. So I think it makes sense to, go through this template as Martin suggested and come back with our respective views about, what we think these things are. I think, but it might be useful if we can split this a bit. So if we have maybe two people doing that, and then I think the other thing that I'm very conscious of is that I have this preconceived idea of what the CSC is in my head based on previous discussions we've had around it. And I don't know whether those preconceived ideas are still valid. I would like to, volunteer to go back through the documentation that Marika had provided to Stefan that he forwarded on to us. That kind of takes into account the previous discussions and see what, in my mind, what is still valid, and in my mind, what we can throw out that we don't think stands anymore in terms of these. In terms of the scope that we have in front of us, and also in terms of the functional idea that Kurt raised as well. So I think I'd like, maybe there might be some value in just, Stefan, if you agree, that if everybody could just, I guess if we go around the room and just get a sense of what people think at a high level what the CSC is responsible for. Whether it is kind of that replacement of a, the whatever NTIA does now, what parts of that, whether it's stuff that IANA already does, maybe there's some value in just getting a high level, 30 seconds from everybody on what they think the CSC would be. And in my mind, it's that monitoring and performance of the IANA that is mostly done now anyway. But that performance and monitoring to some extent is done by the CCTLDs because there's a pretty close relationship there that I understand. But in terms of the contract that exists, then ultimately it's done by NTIA. Stefan, maybe there's some value in just getting a 30 seconds from everybody of what they think, in my mind, the CSC would do.
Okay. I think that's an excellent idea. So let's use the list in the notes at your right. And then I'm next. So I believe as well that CSC is to be restricted to a minimal effort of looking into that functions actually are being done as expected from outside or from consumers rather. The role is almost instrumental. It should be receiving reports from operator about what is happening, and if it is acceptable according to SLAs or SLEs, as we're talking about nowadays, and with a, it is fulfilling it, whether the ANA function operator is fulfilling its job or not, according to a technical definition. It is also important that there is a wall putting away attempts to, for example, content regulation of internet through from various interested parties. So I want to reduce this to a very technical function. Also, in the combination with the automation of root zone update, which means that which takes away the capture idea from this function and puts it other way. So that's a very wide attempt. So please, Sarah.
So I think you guys have both mentioned both of what are all the things that I would highlight. The fact that I see it as a replacement of the NTIA, the technical functions that the NTIA performs, as well as their monitoring functions. And then to Stefan's point, it should be looking at technical performance, and I think that automation piece is important.
Thank you. And then it's on the list is Martin.
Thanks, Stefan. Martin here. I'd scribbled down my own list before the meeting started, some of which have been already picked up. But I think I would just sort of duplicate what other people have said and add my own bits and go as I go down my list. I think that there is a role of monitoring performance, so essentially collecting the reports and monitoring those reports, and then subsequently also reporting back to their own communities about the performance, and getting back from their communities those issues where issues are being identified. When I say communities, in this case, I mean the registry stakeholder group in the GNSO, the CDNSO, and the regional TLD organizations, and probably also through the World TLD mailing list. But that actually seems to me that we shouldn't just be monitoring the reports. The CSC should be sort of a vector to the community that depends on this function. The second bit that occurred to me was that there are currently requirements for the IR function operator to undergo security and service level audit, service quality audits. They've identified particular standards that they're working to. That work will continue, and again, I would expect the CSC to monitor that work and also to keep an eye to make sure that the audit and repeat audits are successful. I think that coming from the monitoring or coming from the audits, there is always something's going wrong. And I think the CSC should have a role in talking to the IANA function operator about the issues that are coming up. And then where the issue is more than just a blip, so for example, you didn't meet your target 1 month, you find out that, yes, there are exceptional circumstances, there's probably no need for remedial action or putting in recovery plans. But if it's something that is occurring month after month, I think the CSC should be talking to IANA about its plan for putting it right. And if it's not coming up with a credible plan, I think it should actually be looking at raising it at a more senior level. In other words, to raise it directly with the CEO. And then my last one was that there should be a looking forwards role for the CSC about what is happening on the horizon, and whether these are things that would need to be taken into account in the IANA functions. The sort of thing I'm thinking about is the introduction of DNSSEC, where you recognise that, you know, here is a development, it is going to need to be launched, start thinking about it fairly early as to what resources are going to be necessary for that. Having started saying that, it suddenly occurred to me then there probably also needs to be something about the budget for things like development or things like putting in additional into place additional facilities.
Okay, Martin.
That's my list.
May I please, sorry if I interrupt you, but may we just flush through this list of participants, just mentioning very few words. So may I please give the word to Stephanie?
Yep, so I agree with everything that's been said so far. I also agree with Martin's piece that one side of it is that there's all of these reports, whether it's the regular monthly reports or the audit data, the security data, and if they're not going somewhere, if they're just being sent into a vacuum, then that's no good. We need to identify kind of a minimum baseline who's going to be looking at it, who's going to be ensuring that the reports meet, cover all of the contents that they're supposed to meet, and that everything is performing well. But I also think that with that, the CSC, if they're the ones that, if they're the touch point that is seeing everything that is coming out of these either monthly reports or annual audits, they should be empowered in some way to address any issues that come out of it, whether that's whether that's just starting a conversation with the IANA operator about any issues, or if there's some bigger kind of remedial path that they can take. I think if they're the party that's going to be going through it, there should also be some ability to follow up on the contents of the report or the audit results if anything is deemed to be insufficient.
Okay, thank you. Kurt, please go ahead. What is your view?
Thanks, Stefan. So I'm going to start with the end of Martin's points and his comment about DNSSEC. So that matches with what I said earlier about approving, you know, operations changes within IANA. And it was an issue really raised by David on David Conrad on the email list, that that's a function of the NTIA. So I just want to agree with Martin on exactly what he said with that. So I think my thinking matches with what everyone else is saying with one wrinkle. So I think the CSC, you know, is charged with and should design the monitoring process by which IANA is continually monitored with process controls in place, so that if the performance falls outside the process limits, then corrective action should be taken. So that's kind of a quality assurance function. There's sort of a quality control function too, in that you know, the CSC would receive reports and ascertain that all the SLEs are being met and that performance is good. I think that the CSC should you know, design and implement an escalation process. So one of the outcomes of the CSC would be to have the escalation process written down so that you know, when, you know, so many instances of non-performance occur or something like that, and escalation takes place. And so that escalation routine, that escalation is rote, you know, it's routine and well understood. So we know at what step, you know, the issue would be raised to, you know, the COO or the president of the group or the CEO. So I think they should be charged with escalation and following up on corrective action. So my, just kind of looking at my notes, which are really tiny. So here's my, my wrinkle is that we might think about designing this stuff, but then outsourcing it. So that, you know, what we're really describing here is, you know, sort of a professional QA slash corrective action responsibility that was undertaken by the NTIA. And I think this for three reasons. One is that, you know, we had an employee, the NTIA, they quit. And so now they have to be replaced. So when somebody quits, you don't say, well, we'll just take that job on ourselves. You know, maybe we want to find somebody to do it with the requisite skills. And then second, I think, you know, having an independent body do it that's, you know, specified by the CSC, maybe paid for by ICANN, but, you know, the CSC would select it, would give it some independence. So I'm concerned that in the future, if there is a lack of performance, that we wind up in an argument with ICANN about whether it's a lack of performance or not. And having an independent voice would help that. And third is, you know, this takes investment by everybody. So we'll need to have a standing committee that devotes, you know, significant hours to this. And, you know, it could become slack if IANA performance, like we all expect, is going to be fine. You know, people won't want to invest in it. So, you know, the idea of having ICANN pay for and the CSC select, you know, a professional firm to monitor IANA is attractive for me. So I know there's a lot more to flesh out about that, but I just want to plop that on the table.
Okay. Thank you. So we had a fast walkthrough about everyone's view or general expectation about what this is supposed to be. But since I understand we are just having a one-hour call and that's 6 minutes away from the hour, let's focus on what will be the output today. No one, as I know, has opposed to the idea of start with the template using the 9 points. So if we have no better idea, sorry, and Donna volunteered to go back to the old documents from RFP3, etc., looking into it. So if there is no other ideas, let's start with the 9 points, allocating them to our members. And if no one suggests anything else, I'll just say I'll take A, Sarah take B, Martin take C, etc. And then we start all over again once we pass Kurt. So that would mean I would have F, A and F, Sarah would have G, and Martin would have H. Is this a fair way? Sorry, and Stephanie would have I. Is this a fair start to allocating work?
Yeah, would people be amenable to working in like a Google Doc or some other sort of collaborative document? I think we need to do some divvying and conquering if we want to actually make any progress on Monday, but I also think there's dependencies between the different items, so if we can actually see what other people are working on, it might be useful.
Uh-huh.
Is anyone opposed to using Google Docs for this?
No. Sorry, Kurt. Yes, you got one.
Okay.
No one is opposing to Google Docs, at least, so let's start there. and I'll take the allocation again. So Donna is looking back into old documentation from RFP 3 in December and January, etc. I start with A. I'm losing this list all the time. Sarah is taking B. Martin is taking C. Stephanie is taking D. Kurt is taking E, as in echo. And then we start all over again. Staffan take F. Sarah take G. Martin take H. And Stephanie take I. Is this a doable thing for division of work?
Yep, that sounds okay to me, understanding that it's not going to be a finished product, but we're all just going to be kind of developing a straw man for discussion on Monday.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Any other opinions or views on this? At least we have started. Bart, will you be manager of the Google Docs document, or should I set it up to someone else?
I'll ask Grace to do it. I'm not very good at it.
Okay. Grace, are you? Oh, she left
Grace
already.
Grace is not on the call, but say action for Grace to set up Google Docs.
Okay. There's no opposition about this. Let's continue. So Monday, people will be oriented around these templates at least, and we'll have, as Martin put it, hit the ground running. And Grace just mentioned in the chat that she'll do Google Docs for us. So before summing up for today, I would like to ask about next meeting again. I noticed in chat that maybe we were a little hasty in deciding Monday at 4 o'clock, especially because of Donna. Was it possible for you to join Monday at 4 o'clock, Donna?
So we set up a Google, a Doodle. So I think, I know Donna had an appointment, so she might not be on anymore, but I think if we just fill out the Doodle, we should be able to find a time on Monday that works.
Okay.
So this is Grace. Thank you, Sarah. The Doodle is in the chat, and you might have missed it, but Brenda had posted it in the chat room, and if we can fill it out, you know, just quickly now, then we can set a time now, but otherwise we can do it, I'll make sure that you get it in the notes as well, and we'll make sure that you can fill it out over the next few hours or weekend or however time you need.
Okay. Martin, 1 or 2 hours, I don't know really yet. Depends on how we have focused. If you need to go after 1 hour, I can understand it, since we have quite short leeway in time. I would expect 2 hours. You also mentioned in the chat that there are not nine of them, and I guess you mean in the listing, in the notes, there are 9, 1, 2, 3. I find 9, A to I. Hopefully I'm right in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if there are no other... I don't think we have the result from the Doodle yet, so if in preliminary we continue Monday at 4 p.m. UTC time, and changes has to go via via the list, then I guess that's okay with
me. Stefan, Grace has her hand up.
Grace, please.
Hi, Stefan. So just a quick note, I guess, based on the three people who filled out the doodle so far, if we're looking at a two-hour slot, your best bet so far is 13 to 16. Well, there are two options, either 13 to 16 or 15 to 17, but there's Sarah won't be able to make the second hour. So we're really looking at a two-slot time now, and I think if a few more people fill it out, we'll be able to make that determination by the end of day today.
This is Bart. I know there is a call on 2 p.m. for Stefan, at least.
Yes, you're right.
And there is a call, say, for 1 hour. And there is a call for us, Grace, at 5.
So this is confusing.
Right. So in that case, it might be best if we could actually do a one-hour call. That might give the group overall more flexibility and staff so that we can support you best we can. And then maybe do a two-hour on Friday. And if that's not enough, we can maybe schedule something in between.
No, start at three, and we see how we go with a maximum of 2 hours. But if Sarah has to leave before, and so at least that she takes us through the topic she's done.
I think a one-hour call is fine. Having a
right.
document will allow us to do collaborative work outside of being on a call. So I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
So it sounds like tentatively 1500 UTC for one hour or 2 hours. We'll schedule for two, but we'll plan for one in case the call needs to be extended. Does that sound appropriate?
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait and see where Donna weighs in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Kurt.
And it needs to be 14 UTC because ours starts at 16 UTC, Grace.
Well, we can go on without you.
Mm-hmm. But there will be nobody.
So the general plan is Monday afternoon this time and morning U.S. time, to be very blunt. But I'm not sure we'll solve this now, right? So let callings and email decide in the end. Right, depending on the doodle, etc.
Yeah.
So if there is not anything else, any other business? Okay. So thank you all for today, and see you Monday.
Yep, good job, Stefan.
Thank you very much. So see you Monday all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Stefan. Bye, all.
Bye. Thanks a lot, Stefan.